Scientific American had a story the other day, and they said that the monarch butterfly population is down maybe by 80% from just a few decades ago. Within the last 30 years, the monarch butterfly population may be off as much as 80%. And I've noticed how few butterflies I see anymore. Doug Terran is a PhD chief curator at the Peggy Notarbart Nature Museum and is now our monarch butterfly expert. Hey, Doug, you're on WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
Do you share their concern, or is that a little alarmist, the monarch butterfly population?
Well, the news that the monarch population is in decline has been around for a while now. I think the new information that the article that you're referencing here brings up is that there is some important and interesting new information about why the monarch numbers are declining.
Such as?
For a long time, the thought was that monarchs were declining because of changes in agricultural practices that were reducing the availability of the milkweed plants
right.
that the caterpillars need to eat.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And a recent study has come out that shown that that's not wrong. It's just that it plays a much more minor role than a change in climate.
Really? So the climate change is more important than the loss of milkweed?
That's what this study seems to be saying, and they show that up to a certain point, warmer weather is actually good for monarch reproduction when things are a little warmer and drier. You get warm beyond that point, and it gets much worse for the monarchs, and that seems to be happening more often in the southern part of their main breeding range, which means places like downstate Illinois and over into Missouri.
Well, it's warmer there, although I didn't think a butterfly would care. They don't have air conditioning, but still, you think it's a butterfly, so what do you care? I guess it matters, huh?
It does matter. Butterflies have what's called a climate envelope, and that's a constellation of climate conditions that they need to thrive. It's why you can find some species only further south of here and other species only further north of here.
But I don't see butterflies like I did as a kid, or at least that's my recollection. Is my anecdotal observation true?
Well, we actually have some quantitative information on that. And the Illinois Butterfly Monitoring Network, which is a program here out of the Nature Museum, has some evidence suggesting that butterflies have, in fact, overall exhibited a decline in the last 20 years or so. So this all kind of fits in together as part of a consistent story is emerging here.
Do you think it's as bad as 80%?
Well, I numbers like that tend not to be linear, and so it's hard to see at times where it's going or how many. The monarch has the most data associated with it. We've seen declines in other species as well. What those percentages are in all cases remain to be seen.
In other words, maybe in some places it's 80% and in other places it's not.
Yeah, in some places and situations it's probably less, and a few others it could even be more.
What do I care? I mean, I hate to see anything go away, especially if it's pretty, but what does a butterfly do for us?
Most of the role that butterflies have in the environment, they actually play as caterpillars, and they are really important agents of getting nutrients from leaves up into the food chain. So they eat the leaves, and things like birds and lizards and dragonflies eat them. And so they're an important agent of moving nutrients up into the food chain.
But they're not like bees. They're not pollinating crops and plants.
Butterflies are pollinators, but at the end of the day, they're kind of wimpy pollinators. bees and flies and beetles actually are much more important contributors to that.
Hey, if you're a monarch butterfly, give us a call. He just called you wimpy. do they come through here? Do they migrate through the Chicago area, monarchs?
They do. Now, right now, the monarchs are breeding here. At the moment, we've actually got tons of monarchs on the Nature Museum grounds. It's rather spectacular. And they're laying eggs, and in a, about a month, these eggs will have hatched and grown through the caterpillar stage and gone through metamorphosis and come out as another generation of adults. This will be in mid to late August. And that's the generation that's going to migrate down to Mexico.
I have one last question for you. What should we do? Is there anything I can do to help? A lot of us have started to grow things that accommodate monarchs. Is that a good idea? Does that matter?
It's still a good idea. What this recent study showed is not that the milkweed limitation hypothesis is wrong. It's just that it's incomplete. And so you can still help the monarch by planting milkweed.
All right, Doug. I'm going to pause here and come back to you, down the road again. I'm fascinated by this. I miss those little guys. And if we can do anything to stay educated on it, we'll call on you again. Doug Terran, Chief Curator at the Peggy Norderbart Nature Museum. Thanks, Doug.
You're welcome.